The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I like Moose Knuckle.
I will destroy them all.
Hello, and welcome to The Coordinate, an Attack on Titan podcast. Except for today, we're talking about Chainsaw Man again, instead of Attack on Titan, because Attack on Titan's not airing. I'm Tyler, and I'm currently massaging my cat's head, because it's, like, aggressively trying to get me to pet him. Anyways, so yeah, me and Bill had no plans to talk about Chainsaw Man, like, episode by episode, but we're both watching it, and he did one last week, and we didn't talk about this at all, but I guess we're doing it, because I feel like talking about this one. But before getting into episode 2 of Chainsaw Man, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about, like, why we went on a break and all that, like, with my son's health and whatnot. So yeah, I won't bog you down too much, but yeah, my son, he got diagnosed with HUS, which is, like, a rare complication with an E. coli infection. We don't know how he got E. coli, but, you know, he's two, like, two-year-olds, like, drink out of puddles and weird things like that, and you can't really stop them because they just do crazy things constantly. Yeah, so we're thinking something like that happened, or maybe he got it in food, but we don't really know. But because of that, he was in the hospital for just shy of a month, and he had to have dialysis for, like, 10 days straight, and yeah. It was a lot. That was at, like, we got home near the end of August, so we've been back for a while, but I'm also doing, like, a really big remodel in my house, so just all my free time's going there. And then, you know, it took him a while to readjust, but he's pretty good now. So anyways, this episode is called Arrival in Tokyo, I think? Yeah. Chainsaw Man, Season 1, Episode 2, Arrival in Tokyo. And yeah, I thought this episode was great. I liked the first episode. I was a little disappointed in how it ended. Not with seeing Chainsaw Man, but it seemed like everything with the Yakuza was, like, wrapped up in a nice, neat bow, sort of. You know, Denji got all of his organs that he sold back, and it just seemed like, you know, his life was going to be headed in a better place, and it was going to maybe be more of, like, a traditional demon-slaying anime, like, less about his personal struggles and, you know, things like that, which I thought that was the stuff I thought was interesting from the first episode, was how, you know, he was just, like, the least lucky person in the world, essentially. I was worried that was all, like, wrapped up in a nice, neat bow, and it was just going to be kind of boring from this point on. But clearly, it's not, because he is being, like, manipulated by Makina? I think that's right. And by him, I mean Denji, which I didn't realize the name Denji sounds like the word dingy until I listened to Bill's episode. And then I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, I assume that was intentional, that they gave him a name that sounds like the English word dingy, which is, you know, like, gross and nasty-ish, you know, like a dingy room, depressing, I don't know. It seems to fit his character. If that was accidental, weird. I don't know. I don't know if Denji's, like, a normal Japanese name, or it's, like, this is the first time anyone's ever seen it. My cat is, like, still coming after me. I don't know what his deal is right now. But, yeah, so I really liked... Jace, can you please leave the room? Oh, God, the cat's climbing a ladder. So the episode starts with Denji and Makima. Makima is how it's written, but I swear they pronounce it Makina, which is easier for me to say. So Denji and Makima are in the car, and she's like, hey, we're about to go through, like, this checkpoint or whatever, and you should put this jacket on because you'll be suspicious if you're shirtless. But then he never buttons it up, which is weird. And, like, he's a guy with a pull chain in the center of his chest. So, yeah, I don't know how effective the jacket is, but I just thought that was funny. Then they go out to get breakfast, and he, like, passes out into Makima's chest. And I'm surprised he doesn't count that as touching boobs, because that is later we find out that that is his current, like, life goal. The interactions between them are interesting because, like, Denji seems to recognize that she's treating him like a dog, but his only relationship to this point, like, only positive relationship to this point, was with his dog-like devil. So, guess he thinks that that's, like, a good relationship. Like, he's into it, like, you know. Yeah, Denji's, like, very pathetic. You know, you feel real bad for him and stuff, but yeah, so I think that's an interesting dynamic, and I'm curious to see where it goes. Next, he gets, like, partnered up with Hayakawa. We don't really know too much about him. Apparently, his entire family was killed in front of him by devils, and Makima saved him somehow, which I'm curious about, because they all seem, like, roughly the same age. I'm assuming Makima's older, but I don't think she can be older than, like, 25. I don't know how old Denji is. I think he's still, like, a teenager, though. They go out, and they're supposed to be, like, I guess, patrolling Hayakawa. I keep forgetting his name. Hayakawa. He, like, beats the crap out of Denji, because he's like, hey, if you're not in this for the right reasons, you're gonna get killed, and I'm, like, being merciful by doing this. And, you know, he could tell that Denji's only in it because he wants to, like, hook up with Makima. And that's probably not going to happen. But then Denji retaliates by kicking him in the nuts. And there's a great line. Denji's talking about how anytime he fights a guy, he kicks him in the nuts. And he says, it's nuts or nothing, I think. Yeah, he says, it's nuts or nothing. And he, like, kicks him so hard in the nuts that he passes out. And he has to carry him back to Makima. And he tells Makima that it was, like, the nut devil that did it. So I thought that was pretty good. Then they end up going to, like, investigate or try to kill a fiend, which is interesting. And we learn that fiends have, like, characteristic heads. Oh, by the way, a fiend is, like, a person that's being controlled by a devil. I think they have to be a corpse, but I'm not positive. And some interesting things happen there, because Hakima wants to see Denji do his whole devil thing and become Chainsaw Man, but Denji doesn't. And Denji says it's because he could have ended up like this guy who was, like, a fiend. So he wants to give him, like, a painless death, but then it's revealed that he did it to not get blood on a couple of, like, porn magazines. So I don't know which one's right. I feel like maybe both. Because then he has, like, this whole conversation with Hakima afterwards where he's like, if I could befriend a devil, I would become friends with the devil because I don't have any friends. And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy's sad. I remember this guy's sad. Yeah, so I don't know which one is the truth or if it's a little bit of both. I do like that he doesn't become Chainsaw Man in this episode, because I think it's cool that that's not going to get, like, played out. Like, it seems like he's going to be maybe for the most desperate cases. I mean, he was, you know, a formidable devil hunter before he got the chainsaw powers. Also, the chainsaw powers look like they would hurt. And, you know, he does pass out at the beginning of this episode because he said that he lost blood when he was the Chainsaw Man. So there's another great line here where Denji's, like, talking to the dead fiend, and he's like, so since I give you a painless death, I get to keep these, talking about the porn. And then he's flipping through it, and then he just goes, porn secured. And then this is the part where he decides his, like, mission in life is to touch boobs, because he's, like, checking out the cops have to, like, defend their family. He assumes that Hayakuma, I'm just going to make up a name. I don't want to keep looking at my notes, so I'm just going to say an H-sounding name every time I have to say this guy's name for this episode, maybe the future, until, like, his name is in my head. But, yeah, so he assumes he's on some kind of, like, revenge mission, you know, going after the devils that killed his family, unless Makima killed them all, presumably. I don't know. Revenge stuff, probably. So he's like, I need something. Like, I've got food. I get to take a bath all the time. Get to work with a hot chick. What is my life missing? It feels like a 10 out of 10. And then he decides it's boobs. He needs to touch boobs. Well, he really wants to score with Makima.
Enough of it. We're finally gonna score. Thank God.
Bill mentioned that this is like more perverted than Attack on Titan, which is, I think, something we both enjoy about Attack on Titan, is that it's not really perverted. You have like Reiner makes like some perverted comments like three times throughout like the entire series, but like, yeah, they're nothing crazy. But yeah, it doesn't really bother me in this sense. Like, I just don't like when animes like super sexualize young characters, and that's not happening here. Also, it's really like the pervy old man trope that bothers me in anime. You know, like, what's his name? Can't even think of his real name. Naruto has a pervy sage. He's great sometimes, but then he's like frustratingly annoying when he's just being pervy and spying on women in the nude. But that's not cool. And then, you know, same thing with Master Roshi. He's just a gross old pervert. But yeah, it doesn't bother me in this because it seems, you know, he's like a teenager who's never had any kind of relationship with, you know, anyone, let alone like a woman. So it makes sense to me for him to be like this, and that he's just like a horny teenager, and that fits his character, I think. After this, he finds out that he's getting assigned a partner who is a fiend, who is named Power. And so she is a fiend in like teenage young adult woman, I don't know, his body. And I really like the character Power. She was really fun. But before talking about her too much, there's something I noticed. So she has horns, which they say are like make her too obvious that she's a fiend. So they have to like patrol from the top to like not raise suspicions that there's a fiend. But one, she could just wear a hat. But two, she also has like eyes that are kind of weird. I noticed that Makima has eyes that are like bull's eyes. Not like a bull's eye, but you know, like a target, like a circular patterns. Kind of going back to Naruto, it's kind of like the Rinnegan, except for not purple. And yeah, I always think of the Rinnegan as onion eyes. But anyways, so yeah, so she's got those. And so I'm curious if like, is she a fiend? And it's just like less obvious. Maybe she has little tiny baby horns and they're like under her hair. Something like that. I don't know. Because she's in charge of a team that's made up of weird people, essentially, because she has at least a fiend. And now Denji, who's like a human devil hybrid. So anyways, so they go patrolling, and yeah, Power's great. She like smacks Denji on the back of the head and she's like, find me something to kill. And then eventually they do run into something. Before that, they run into a cat, and it's like right after she's talking about wanting to kill something and like taste blood and all that. And I'm like, oh my God, she's going to eat this cat.
So any last meows? Huh? No? Then I'll see you in a few days.
But she doesn't, thankfully. So that I really appreciated, not seeing a cat get eaten. So then they come across a sea cucumber devil, which is like, looks like a sea cucumber with like fingers poking out of it and a skull. And she like makes a hammer out of blood from her wrist and just like does a big hammer on it. And I thought that was great. Jace, go away. Jace is my cat. He's now pushing my microphone. So if you heard a bump there, that was Jace. Jace, I'm almost done. But yeah, so I thought this episode was fantastic. I liked it a lot more than the first, which I enjoyed the first. And yeah, I don't know. We didn't plan to cover this, but I think a lot of it makes sense as far as going from Attack on Titan to this series. It's just the like body horror of him turning into the Chainsaw Man. I don't know, it's kind of, it reminds me of the first time I saw Attack on Titan. I thought it was really creepy, but not that I really thought Chainsaw Man was creepy. It's just really weird, and there's nothing, I haven't really seen anything else like it. And in that way, it reminds me of Attack on Titan. That's just like a pretty unique idea, unlike Jujutsu Kaisen, which I know people say is great. We've only watched the first three episodes, but it just seemed kind of like your stock standard shonen anime, where this seems like a little different. But I don't know, we'll see. We'll stick with it for a little bit. We'll probably at least watch the first season. I don't know if we'll be doing episodes weekly. We're currently behind a week. I'm recording this just as the third episode should be coming out any minute now. But yeah, Go ahead, and if you want to chat with us about this anime, suggest animes to us, you can email us at coordinatepod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about us covering this. If we keep doing it, like second season, we might make like a separate feed. I don't really know. Also, you can join our Discord at probablywork.com/discord. Follow me at Jack Scatcold on social media. I pretty much only use Twitter. But other than that, I'll see you next time. Don't get eaten. That Bill's gonna record a Chainsaw Man episode 2 and not know that I did it because we didn't talk about it, and then I upload it, and then he uploads one, and then there's 2 episodes.